B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's that time again. We do it every day at 3:30 where we scan the globe for some interesting, eye-popping maybe, enlightening, funny, whatever they are, stories that Nat has ferreted from around the globe, and it's called Nat's News.
That's right. All right. And Mike, today we're starting off with a scandal. Model Natalia Skaychik says that she was offered $70,000 for a sextortion plot against Novak Djokovic. The Serbian model has revealed a bombshell extortion plot to ruin the tennis star's life. She said that she went public with the claims and she was contacted to attend a meeting and assumed it was attempted to discuss a business opportunity. However, she said the meeting was nothing more than an attempt to lure her into becoming involved in a hidden camera sex film with the world's number one tennis star. She gave a tell-all interview to a European magazine called Svet and Scandal, in which she was offered $70,000 to seduce the 33-year-old. She says the plot included her being filmed having sex with him purely to ruin his marriage. She said, it's true, the guy contacted me. I knew him from London. I considered him a serious guy. She said, when he asked me for a date, I thought it was a business matter. However, it had nothing to do with her life. She said he told me I could get about 60,000 euros for that and a trip to wherever I wanted. She said, I laughed, expecting him to say it was a joke, but he was very serious. I felt offended, humiliated. They were really preparing a hell of a plan. I was told to take him somewhere intimate and film it all.
Yeah.
And then she was angered by the offer and stormed down.
Yeah, so she says.
Yeah, she said.
Now, the other side of it is that. Yeah, so she's saying that there are some extortionists out there that wanted to ruin Djokovic because he has a reputation of being a philanderer. He's had marital problems before, so they wanted to mess him up with these sinister people, whoever they are. However, the other side of it is that others say, no, it is true. This was a plot for her to kickstart and put fuel into her modeling career. And her mother apparently is some kind of reality star there.
Ooh.
And the mother thought it was a good idea or whatever it is. But there's shady details on it. But let me just say this for the record. There are two times where I've said, oh my God, when I've seen someone. And the first time, there's two times in the last 6 years. The first time was when I first saw Margot Robbie on a big screen in that movie with Will Smith. That movie, whatever that was called.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I enjoyed that movie.
That was an oh my God moment I saw. And mm-hmm. And seeing this girl here is my second oh my God in the 6 years.
Well, that could be the case, but she said in that moment, I thought of hitting him, throwing water on him, but I restrained myself because we were in a public place. I gathered my things and left, and I hope he didn't find a girl who wants to do that because it's not fair to Novak.
She said
he's our best ambassador, an exemplary man, a family man, so for someone to seduce him like that for money or at least try to is terrible, and she said she hopes speaking out publicly stops the operation progressing for other women.
That's good because a lot of women don't have those morals and would have tried to tear down the top ambassador. This is a woman who showed some class.
Or she wanted to go through with it and it blew apart. And, and she's lying because that's what people are saying. Who knows?
See, I don't try.
The only thing I know is that this is, good Lord.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I said, yeah, she's beautiful.
Good Lord.
What's her name?
Stop it.
Natalia Skaychik. It's Natalijah.
Yeah, see.
Skate Chick. I could be butchering this.
I'm not going to look her up.
K-I-C.
Too complicated. I'm good.
Why?
No woman is...
It's like Natalie, but instead of E, it's J-A at the end.
It's that second name. No woman's beautiful enough to type that combination of letters. I'm good.
What? It's just because of the... What? Because there's a vowel? The vowels are awkward?
She's Croatian.
Yeah. She pops up. I'm not even searching that.
Her name's Skakic.
Skakic. That's right. Natalia Skakic. But she's beautiful. And apparently she did the right thing.
Good for her.
So Orlando Bloom's actually making some news now because apparently he gave an interview to the Sunday Times in the UK and people are kind of making fun of him for his routine. So let's we'll hear his routine and you guys tell me if you think that this is normal. Mm. So he says, I'm a Capricorn, so I crave routine. So he wakes up in the morning and he said that he does a Buddhist chant for 20 minutes, and then he checks on his daughter, and then he'll read a bit of Buddhism, upload it to his cell phone just to share it with the world, but he won't be sucked into his phone because he doesn't want to get into a black hole of social media. Then he has a pre-breakfast. It's not his main breakfast because he hasn't earned his main breakfast yet. So he has some green powders that he mixed with brain octane oil, collagen powder for his hair and nails, and some protein. And then he goes for a hike while he listens to Nirvana and Stone Temple Pilots. And then around 9 a.m., he allows himself to have some solid foods. So he has porridge, hazelnut milk, cinnamon, vanilla paste, hazelnuts, goji berries, and a vegan protein powder. And he is, so 90% of his diet is plant-based. So this is only 9 a.m. and he's already done all this. And then so once a month he'll allow himself some red meat. And it says he'll sometimes look at a cow and think that's the most beautiful thing ever.
This dude's a straight weirdo.
So then for lunch he'll have vegetables or a stew. And then in the afternoon, now with the pandemic, he hasn't been working as much. He says that he has cherished hobbies. So he's really gotten into Legos. So he's been building.
He's going too deep.
The Legos are strange, but I actually admire the routine. It takes a lot of discipline to do that, man. If you're concerned,
he does it every day.
Yeah, if you're into Buddhism and it gives you peace of mind, and you're into the health thing, and you dedicate yourself to that, I can't do that. I'm envious of the guy. I'm envious of the guy.
He's
got a good discipline to him.
So then he does hobbies for the rest of the day. Then he dips in and out, because he'll build cars sometimes and do other types of construction work.
He don't build cars.
And that's what he says.
They're lying. Like, I'm tired of Orlando.
He mostly builds cars.
I've been tired of him since the movie Troy, to be honest with you. I've been tired of him since he's the hero killer. Brad Pitt's rocking it the whole thing against Achilles. And here comes this weakling.
So then he has another stew for dinner.
How many stews does this man eat?
More chanting, and he doesn't mention Katy Perry at all, who he has the child with, and then he doesn't see his baby again until she goes to bed, and then he goes to bed, and then up and at him.
Well, listen,
father of the year.
He's a very eccentric guy, but the morning routine, I got no problem with it.
Yeah,
the Buddhism calms him down. He hasn't earned the meal yet.
I'm fine with that. What were those? The oils and the powders.
Brain octane oil.
Brain octane oil. You got a problem? Brain octane oil.
Not real.
How could you have a problem with brain octane oil?
That's not real.
It is. I've tried it. I used to put it in my coffee.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Do you still do it?
No, because the store shut down.
Because it's not real.
It's MCT oil. I've tried
it's
it before.
It's not real. If
collagen for his hair and nails.
Come on, man.
That's why he's beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
If he thinks it's real, it's real.
The Buddhism, I'm fine with that. Those, this
I'm thinking of becoming
stuff.
A Buddhist. I like the Buddhist philosophy.
All right.
Would you consider porridge a solid food?
No.
I have porridge.
It's all money.
Have you ever actually had porridge, or is it always oatmeal?
Porridge is different than oatmeal, isn't it?
Well, when I was younger, I always wanted porridge, but no one could get it for me, because I read all those the fairy tales.
Yeah, no problem with the porridge. It's a good discipline. You keep yourself at a certain weight. There's no way you're going to get fat, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and then he builds Legos all afternoon.
I have no problem with it.
People
the Legos
say that
is weird. That's, yeah.
People are saying he's the most out-of-touch celebrity since Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
Well, he's a little goofy. I get it. But, the morning routine, I'd love to have more. You know what I do in the morning?
What do you do?
I swap around and have a, in my drawers, and have a cup of coffee and lounge. And, I do nothing, basically.
What's your breakfast?
Sometimes
pork roll, egg, and cheese.
It's a bologna and cheese on what, an English muffin?
You're a beacon of health.
Sometimes, sometimes it's oatmeal or blueberries, but you know.
Parge. Goji berries.
My parge game is a little lax.
All right.
What else you got?
All right, final story, and this is a little bit of it's another PSA from Nats News. This scientist from Mount Sinai, Dr. Shauna Swan, says that human penises are shrinking because of pollution. So she has warned this in a new book detailing the challenges facing human reproduction. And I guess it's this chemical in plastics that is impeding the growth of the male genitalia.
It's a shame for the younger people.
Well, actually, that's what it is. And apparently...
It's a shame, you little whippersnappers.
Yeah.
I got in early. So sorry.
No, I mean, that it's actually, she examined 45,000 healthy men. There's been over 185 studies on this. And the rapidly decreasing fertility rate means most men will be able to produce viable sperm by 2045. So recycle, everybody.
That's too small of a sample size.
No, it says that the flatulates or whatever it's called.
The sample size is too small.
In the plastic... is correlating with penile volume.
If
you're exposed to this chemical in these plastics.
Yeah, see, it's the sample size. I mean, listen, I got in like Mike did beforehand, so I guess any of them young girls might be looking for older fellas.
You're still a pretty young man. Pollution going to affect you, little.
Nah.
It's going to affect
me. I'm telling you, the human race is on the line, so make sure you recycle everybody.
All right.
That's good. That's recyclable good materials.
That was good. That's news for today. All right, there you go. Orlando Bloom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.